most of the people arrested were gathering signatures for a call for a national referendum on free elections and democracy, which was known as the Varela Project. As soon as the men were arrested in midnight raids on March 18, 2003, I think within the next 2 weeks, their wives, mothers, and sisters began dressed in white for the color of life to march on a weekly basis to mass and to call attention, worldwide attention, to the plight of their imprisoned loved ones. The Castro regime responded with great repression, with beatings, with arrests of these women, but they persisted in coming out every Sunday to march. And this drew more and more popular support. So the Ladies in White grew from a movement strictly of the family members of political prisoners to a movement of many more women from all walks of life who began to join the Ladies in White and to march not just in Havana but across the country. Today, the Ladies in White is one of the largest civil resistance movements in Cuba, and it calls for peaceful democratic change. And every week they go out, they face the repression.
It sounds like a very dramatic picture. If I can imagine dozens, scores, hundreds of women dressed in white simply walking to mass, it's kind of a study in contrasts.
Yes, it is. It is a study in contrast because the Ladies in White stand for nonviolence, they stand for reconciliation among Cubans, they stand for respect for human rights. And again, this is not just based in Havana. Throughout the country, the Ladies in White march to demand these things.
We stand at a very interesting time in at least American-Cuban relations, and I wonder what relations are like between Cuba and the rest of the world. We don't really hear much about that. But and in this new chapter with initiatives between the governments, I wonder what the future holds for these women dressed in white walking to mass on Sunday.
Well, I think one of the great mistakes made in the new round of contacts between the Obama administration and the Castro regime and these negotiations is that movements like the Women in White, the Ladies in White, who represent a huge number of Cubans, a majority of Cubans who want change, have not been recognized, were ignored. They have not been able to sit at the table of negotiations. Ladies in White leader Berta Soler and other members have spoken before the Senate and Congress in the hearings 2 weeks ago.
I guess in many cases, relations between nations, major political changes, sometimes they happen very fast, and sometimes they just take a long, long time to bear out.
Well, Steve, in the case of Cuba, we're dealing with the last of the totalitarian regimes. You know, these are iron-tight dictatorships where the life of citizens is controlled to a degree that Americans could not imagine. That's why it's so important that America not take a step back in its support of the Ladies in White, because they are courageous women who are openly advocating democracy and change and respect for human rights in spite of the most brutal repression.
Dr. Orlando Gutierrez with the Cuban Democratic Directorate in Hialeah, Florida. Thank you so much for your time in explaining this very interesting phenomenon from Cuba in 2015. Thank you again.
Thank you very much.